Hi, this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. This is our first podcast post Super Bowl 57. I got some things to say. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing, especially. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, Northdale Mabry, just north of Raymond James Stadium. I went through the car buying experience end of 2021, sitting down at Sean Sullivan's desk. There were other people involved, but Sean got it done for me. And you can sit across from his desk as well. He will have other people involved. And the way you do that, considering Sean, not only a podcaster, but also a football fan, he's a listener. He writes checks to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast winners. And he is the GM. But you can get in front of him and have the same car buying experience I had by contacting Grace Thomas. Grace Thomas can book you time with Sean Sullivan. She basically handles a lot of Sean's schedule. And if you contact Bill Curry Ford and ask for Grace Thomas and tell her you're a listener of mine and you are interested in a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a make and model of a pre-owned vehicle, not necessarily Ford, but that is currently on the Bill Curry Ford lot in their current inventory, Grace will get you time with the general manager, and you can go through the same process I went through, whether you have a trade or you don't. I happen to have had a trade and traded in a 2014 Ford for a 2018 Ford from the pre-owned inventory. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Can't say enough about Sean, about Grace, service department, Mark Wilty, Kaylee, Tracy, some really good people that I have met and worked with at Bill Curry Ford in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group was out at my most recent Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, Todd Wright Tour XL. Good versus evil. Jeremy Roberts is the marketing man for Brandon Legal Group and provided one heck of an individual prize to our long drive winner on the evil sixth hole where you had to drive a golf ball with your ass touching the seated area of a folding chair. We've done that for a few years now. And it's not easy, but it's popular. And a gentleman named Mike won that long drive prize from Brandon Legal Group. And Mike's got a lot of golf stuff and some additions to his home bar as a result of his effort. So well done, Mike, and thank you, Jeremy, for sponsoring that hole, for putting together that prize. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson simply telling you that when you are in need of legal assistance, remember they are a full-service law firm, and full-service can mean many different things. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME. Write.todd@yahoo.com is my email for podcast purposes. You can connect with me on Instagram at ToddWright2121. I occasionally post some things on Twitter, not as active there, at ToddWright2121. If you want golf information, I'm about to start putting together my tee sheet for the 2023 Todd Wright Tour Championship. It's our annual major, and this year it will be hosted by Plantation Palms Golf Club, and it will be the Saturday before the Masters, first Saturday of April. We'd love to have you if you've never played in a Todd Wright Tour golf event. My events are open to the public, male and female, all skill levels. We do have senior tees. You can thank Dave Worth for that, 60 and older play. Other than in unique formats and other situations, up a tee box. We do some fun things. And remember, the Todd Wright Tour was created by me as a reaction to too many charities using golf as a vehicle and not caring about the golfer and the golf experience. And I said, well, why don't I do an event that doesn't fundraise lowers the price, and only cares about the golfers and the golf experience. And that was October of 2015, and we're still doing this. So I guess it was the right idea. You can join us by emailing me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, and asking to join us for Todd Wright Tour 41, which will be the Todd Wright Tour Championship, first Saturday of April at Plantation Palms. I'll stick to some Super Bowl stuff because it's still fresh, and there are other things that I'd love to share, but I have time to talk about those. How will I remember Super Bowl 57? I'll remember it for three plays. That's it. I'll remember three plays. All three plays went the Chiefs' way. And that, to me, allowed the Chiefs to win the game. I said leading into the game I could make a case for either team winning. That played out. And I said, but I was leaning towards Kansas City and had throughout the season thinking that the best from the AFC would beat the Eagles, who were clearly the best from the NFC. And Kansas City was tested on the big stage. They had won, they had lost, etc. Now, we'll say Kansas City on this unprecedented run of hosting five straight AFC title games. Philly's been to more NFC title games in the 2000s than any team in the NFC. So, I mean, we're dealing with, I know the Eagles have only won one Super Bowl, but that was a complaint of the Chiefs prior to beating the Eagles. Well, you know, they got Mahomes, they got Reed, they keep hosting all these AFC title games, they only won one Super Bowl. Well, one of those, now that talk went away. So, three plays. The one turnover in the game, which was a scoop and score for Kansas City. That play obviously went against the Eagles. Jalen Hurts took accountability for it. Only turnover in the game. Considering the way that game was played, yeah, that play at the time and in retrospect, one of the three most important plays in the game, and it went Kansas City's way. That play kept Kansas City in the game. Second play, the punt return. Longest punt return in Super Bowl history. Bad punt by the Eagles. Set up by a stop by the Chiefs, forcing the Eagles to punt for just the second time in the game. Eagles do not defend a bad punt. Well, Chiefs take advantage with incredible field position. That punt return allowed the Chiefs to play from the lead. It flipped the field. It changed the feel, not field, feel of the game as well. Plays like that are big plays, especially in a game like that. Third play was the defensive holding penalty. Watch the NFL Films piece. And if you tell me after that that wasn't defensive holding, do me a favor. Stop watching football. Because you're a lost fucking cause. You're the same person that complains going into a game that it's fixed, yet in retrospect, you wanted it fixed a certain way so it had an exciting ending. You're a goddamn hypocrite. That third play gave the Chiefs a fresh set of downs, allowed them to force the Eagles to burn their timeouts. McKinnon took a knee on the one. That could have backfired. I'm the Cowboys fan that remembers what happened in the playoff game against Seattle. When the Cowboys didn't play for the touchdown, ran the clock down, and were not able to execute a game-winning field goal. It went against Tony Romo and the Cowboys. So bad things can happen when you do that. They didn't happen to Kansas City, despite an earlier miss. Butker didn't miss. And the Chiefs win the Super Bowl based on the Bradberry hold that he admitted and was very clear and clearly the right call. So to me, those were the three plays. They all went against Philadelphia for various reasons. And Philadelphia, let's look at them from the Eagles standpoint. Hurts admitted, bad turnover. I've talked to Eagles fans who also say how bad the punt was, and they didn't defend the bad punt well. That's on them. And Bradberry admitted he held Juju Smith-Schuster. So the Eagles only have themselves to blame for the three biggest plays in the game that all went against them. One kept Kansas City in the game. One allowed Kansas City to play from the lead in the game from a position of strength, dictating sort of the rhythm, where we were on the scoreboard, etc. And then the last one gave them an opportunity to outright win the game. It's that simple to me. And as I disclosed on Drew Garabo Live on Monday, which some people find fascinating, I don't really have any opinions on any of the other stuff. National anthems, long pregame shows, halftime show, commercials. I wanted to know who won the football game. I wanted to take something away from the football game to remember a Super Bowl by. I took away those three plays. All went Kansas City's way, and Kansas City wins by three over a very worthy opponent in the Philadelphia Eagles. That's what I got. And you know what? I'm just going to leave it there. I often tell you guys I'm going to keep podcasts short. I'm going to keep my word today. And I'd love to hear what you think. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford.